Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're going to be talking about the city of Murfreesboro. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland is with us this morning. Shane, good morning to you. How's it going?
Good morning, Bart.
Great to have you here today. Beautiful day. And a great day to be in Murfreesboro, as any day is. First of all, I want to say congratulations to all of the people who ran for office, whether they won or lost. They had ideas that they wanted to share, and they wanted to help the community. And I think that's phenomenal that they all did that. And I want to say congratulations to you. I don't recall when we had a mayor who ran for office and there was no one running against them. To me, that speaks volumes for how the people look at you. They're proud of what you've done, and we thank you.
Well, I appreciate it, and echo what you're saying on, you know, candidates who put themselves out there to run for office, because not only is it a strain, you know, on your business, it's a strain on your family. It's a tough thing to do, and you know, this was my fourth campaign that I've been a part of. It definitely was much easier to be running against the write-in guy, so that was fun. But it really allowed me to sit back, and I got to listen to all the candidates who were running. I got to listen to all the different points of view, and you know, you get some, whether it's you win or lose, you get ideas, and you hear things from the people who are running. And you know, from the three candidates who won, to those who weren't successful, you try to gain from what the conversation is, and you know, it's something to be proud of.
Very definitely. As you look over this past term in office, and also look ahead toward what's going to be happening in the community, Murfreesboro has changed dramatically, and you're trying to make us where we can accept all of this growth. 100-something people a week.
Sure.
That's a lot of people.
It is. I was telling, it's funny, yesterday was my 19-year anniversary, and Ashley and I, it's funny, we spent our 19-year anniversary sitting in a kindergarten classroom last night, getting sort of up to speed on what, on Drew's class. So we went and sat down and had a quick bite to eat before, and somebody came up to us, and we were sitting and talking, and you know, he said, "What did you learn over the last 4 years?" And I said, "Well, you know, I think you think you're prepared in anything that you do. I mean, you think that you're prepared for things, but you look back and you're like, man, I wish I would have done that different." And so, I think with this next upcoming 4 years, you hope that you're a little wiser. You hope that you've learned a little more. And you know, we've got some serious things that we've been working on. I was thinking back this morning that, you know, over the last 4 years, I think of the number of changes that we've had inside City Hall. You know, we've had lots of people who've retired. You know, we have a new planning director. We have a new transportation director. We have new engineers. We've got a new parks and recreation director, a new police chief, a new city manager. I mean, we've got all of this turnover. And I think through that, we've all learned of things that we can do better. You know, I was telling someone the other day that a lady inside the City Hall had made the joke that she could get bet that if there was something that's being changed inside City Hall, that Shane was some part of it. And, you know, I took that and I'm like, well, I don't know if that's good or bad, but you know, you can't do things the way that you've done them and always be successful. You know, if you ask someone the question, hey, why do we do this? And they say, well, that's why we've always done it that way. You look and you're like, that's not a good answer. You know, so as we grow and as things along the city change, we have to find more proactive and progressive ways to handle things. And I hope that's what we'll continue to do.
That sort of makes us think about some of the new things that the Murfreesboro City Council are doing right now. You have taken one of the regular meetings and turned it into a brainstorming session, sort of a workshop, where the members of the council can just get together and look at solving some of the issues that the public presents to them. How did that come about?
Well, it was really something that we had tried a couple years ago. The format that had been put before us was not as successful, and we really, the new city manager, Craig Tindall, has really brought through some pretty refreshing ideas. You know, he came from Glendale, Arizona, which was a city that was a similar size, well, a little larger than Murfreesboro, but a very progressive and forward-thinking city. And so he came through with the idea to say, you know, I think there's benefit for the council members to get together, sitting around a table and talking through different ideas. And so we'll have our first one today, starting at 11:30. And we've got some really big items that we're going to discuss and really get a feel on, you know, where different council members are on certain ideas and what we need to do moving forward with that. Today we're going to talk about some parks and recreation items. We're going to talk about several different things that I think are moving forward. And with that, you know, we've created, Gary Whitaker has moved into an assistant city manager in an economic development role. And that's something I've been really passionate about, that we go and we try to recruit corporate headquarters. And you've heard me say this, Bart. We put so much emphasis on bringing in new jobs, and that's something we'll continue to work on. But we can't forget that there's a lot of small businesses that are in this town that also are expanding and employing people that don't have the resources to hire engineers and attorneys every time they do something. And Gary's going to be able to work through and help sort of cut through that red tape and bureaucracy sometime that we always, you know, that we have to deal with. And, you know, on the private side, I deal with it with different municipalities frequently. And that's something that's frustrating, because you want to feel like that we all have jobs that we need to do, and the government should be there to help you do it as quickly and as efficiently as we can.
Now, when you have some of these ideas, they're conflicting ideas sometimes. Kurt Wade was at the Murfreesboro Rotary Club yesterday, and he spoke and he talked about how the millennials who are coming in, those are the ones who are wanting more of the condominium and apartment spaces. They don't want to buy a home. They don't want a lot of grass to take care of. They want to buy. They prefer downtown. They don't even want a car, so they're needing public transportation. And there were constant questions coming toward him from members at the Rotary Club from the other side, who just can't understand why in the world you're building all these apartment complexes and making it dense population. And he came back with that, and it just sort of went right through. You see that every day, though.
Yeah, I think there's a good mix. I mean, I'll probably agree to disagree on some of those things. I think that what we've learned, it is correct. I do think that millennials are looking for smaller lots. There's no doubt on that. I mean, I even think, Bart, that empty nesters are looking, that they don't want to maintain, you know, a 15 or 25,000 square foot lot or half acre lot.
Well, yeah, that's proven.
You know, they want something smaller. And I can say, from someone that's got three kids and I've got a big yard, it's all I can do to keep up with the yard I've got right now. So I do think that is the case. Now, with that, probably where I would differ a little bit, I do think we have to provide affordable housing in that apartments play a role in that. But I think it's hard to argue that we've not done as good a job as we can in making sure that we spread apartments out throughout the community. You know, I think, in my opinion, and you know, I've been part of the city for almost 20 years now, when you look back and you say, you know, we should have done this differently, St. Andrews Drive is a great example. Cason and St. Andrews Drive, and you've got so many apartment complexes that are concentrated in one area. And that's probably not a smart thing to do. I think moving forward, you've got to have distance in between these very dense multifamily dwellings or multifamily complexes. Now, that's not to say that we shouldn't be able to have those complexes, but at the same time, you know, providing service, and whenever you put density in a concentrated area, you're going to have issues with service delivery, you're going to have issues with crime, you're going to have issues with overcrowding. And so I think those are the things that, you know, moving forward, we have to do a little better job.
One of the things that continues to be on the top of the list is enlarging the footprint of our downtown district, making Murfreesboro, the business district, look like a town of 120-something thousand, and down the road, 200-plus thousand. How is that coming? I mean, we have the judicial building. We have the old Methodist Church location, which is in some form of negotiation.
Yeah, we're close.
And that's going to bring... I just feel like, and we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. I feel like once that gets going, all of these other things are going to suddenly come to the forefront, and developers are going to start saying, well, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, you know, I think that's already happening. I mean, I think if you look at the residential market downtown, I can't, you know, it was a goal of mine when I got elected 4 years ago that I wanted to continue making the downtown a very vibrant place to live, you know, because I think when you see cities that have safe and really vibrant downtown areas for residential, those things that we want, like shopping downtown, you know, more restaurants, coffee shops, those things come, but you've got to have rooftops for that to be able to happen. Well, the things that have precluded some of that is, you know, the infrastructure that we have downtown. That's had to be improved, which you drive downtown right now, and I think every road downtown's been under construction. Sewer's been upgraded. Utilities have been upgraded. In the downtown market, when you drive down, you know, Church Street or you drive down Maple, you see all of these new homes and things that are being developed that are phenomenal. I mean, it's a great for our downtown. Now, with that, the big issue that we're having right now and what you're talking about is the commercial business district, about expanding that business district, is making sure that we've got the parking to be able to do that. And that's the issue. We were looking at expanding our commercial business district and being able to say to people who have really small lots, under our current standards, you know, downtown, if you've got a quarter acre lot and you want to put a building on that lot, there's no way to be able to park that building. You cannot get enough parking spaces to be able to accommodate the square footage that you want to put on the building. So we're trying to figure out how to be able to accommodate that, and if that's going to be structured parking like what's going to be at the church, which is a parking garage, if that means partnering with the county and adding on two floors to the existing parking garage, those are the things that, you know, we've got to do. Now, I will say, again, you've heard me do this and say this, and, you know, I think the new parking building that or garage that we have downtown, I'm really proud of that, and I'm thankful that the county did that. I do think that most downtown areas that you go to charge for those parking garages. You know, I think that a minimal fee of $2 to $3 a day for someone to park in a parking garage would at least allow you to be able to pay for, you know, the lights, for the upkeep. You know, in the city hall parking garage, we never charge for people to park there. Well, now that parking garage is 25 plus years old, and we're now having to rip out concrete and resurface the concrete, but there's no funds to be able to pay for that. I mean, the taxpayers are paying for that construction. So there's got to be a way that we look at, you know, if you're providing parking, it should make sense that at least it needs to be able to pay for itself. You need to have maintenance. You got to pay for the lights to be turned on. You got to pay for, you know, the police to be able to police those areas. So I think those are things that we're continuing to work on.
Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Mayor Shane McFarland. How are you today? Hello there. Okay. We'll put them on hold. They may have set their phone down and gone away. We're talking about issues that concern you dealing with the city of Murfreesboro. Our phone number to talk with the mayor, 615-893-1450. Let's go back to that phone and see if they've picked it up yet. Good morning. You're on WGNS with the mayor.
Uh-oh. Hung up again.
Yeah. Something is going on. I'm not sure. All right. Well, let's take this other line. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Mayor McFarland.
Hey, good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
Yeah, I heard y'all there talking about the city growing and parking and garages and everything, and I brought this up before, but I live out toward Cedar Grove Road right off of there, and just like, you know, they're going to put like a, what is that, Greyhound bus station, Rover, and I guess a... what else are they going to put down there? All three of them is going to be down there on Bridge Avenue. So, but what I'm looking at is, you know, all this parking and all these new houses. There's like 25 new houses right around me. So like a road like Cedar Grove Road would be wrong with just having three stops on every major road, like Low Road, Cedar Grove Road, from Christiana all the way over to John Bragg Highway. That whole section, that'd be like one whole section. And I guess toward the VA from there and then all the way back around toward Memorial to VA and all that. I mean, I just don't understand why they can't put at least three bus stops and have a bus that comes to maybe two of them out of the way places. And that's, you know, talking about parking garages and expense and the people growing. It just makes sense to do that. And I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay. Thank you for calling. What about that expanding the Rover bus schedule there?
Yeah, I mean, the Rover bus schedule is something we're continually working on. I mean, I saw a lady the other day. It was funny. She was had her groceries. She was getting on there. You could see the pineapples that were in her. She had fruit, everything. That, you know, so a lot of people are using that bus service to be able to get groceries or to go to work. I mean, I pass by that every day. Now, Cedar Grove Road, Low Road, that's all out in the county. So that's not anything that, the city mayor can do. But I think we're continually looking to be able to expand that service. The area that the gentleman was talking about is the new transit facility that's going to be built out on West Main Street, down where the moving company used to be there across from our fuel canopy. And that's really what you're looking at as a city. There are things that I mean, we're almost the fifth largest city in the state of Tennessee, the fastest growing city in the state, and one of the fastest growing cities in the country. And there are things that we're not used to that and services that we've not provided before that we have to provide, that we've got to get better at. Now, is transportation ever going to pay for itself? It's absolutely not going to pay for itself. But we're trying to find ways and more economical ways to be able to handle those stops and move forward.
Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Mayor Shane McFarland. How are you today?
Doing well.
Good.
Thank you for your program.
Thank you.
I wonder if there's been any study made about water supply. How much longer can Percy Police stand up all of this fabulous growth that's going through? And another issue that I keep going back to, we have waited so long. We've got to get traffic out of the inner city. And to me, the only way to do it is have something like Riley Parkway, which goes all the way around the county to relieve inner city traffic. And also, we've got the garbage issue. Growth is wonderful, but don't we need to do some studies to have some sustained growth? How many schools are we behind? Can't hire school bus drivers, can't hire teachers. Quality is going down the tubes. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, too.
Thank you for calling. I will tell you, everything that you just talked about, we've done. You know, we finished our 2035 comprehensive study a couple years ago that gives us a roadmap. It's the first time the city of Murfreesboro had ever done a long-term study to talk about transportation, number of schools, number of fire stations, number of police stations. So we've done that, and we're working diligently off that plan to make sure that we can sustain and manage the growth that we have coming through. At the same time, we 4 years ago you know, I try to be a team player on everything, but really came in and said, we've got to study this trash issue. So got Mayor Burgess together, and we have put together a roadmap on how we handle our trash moving forward. That's something that we most certainly have been working on and will continue to work on. That's going to be one of the biggest issues that this city and this county are going to deal with moving forward. Murfreesboro is the only municipality that picks up trash in Rutherford County. And there's only one thing I can guarantee you, it's going to be more expensive than it is right now. That's a fact. The last thing, you know, where the caller was talking about building roads around the city to relieve, you know, inner city traffic, we've done that as well. You know, in 1992, Rutherford Boulevard was nearing completion and opened up. So we built Rutherford Boulevard. We extended Joby Jackson Parkway to be able to, and built the longest bridge in the history of Murfreesboro to be able to connect to 231. If you take a right onto 231, you take a left on Veterans Parkway, and you've got almost a 9-mile road that circles around the city to be able to loop around the entire city. Now, we've not been able to complete the Veterans Parkway loop to completely encircle the city. We're not there yet, but we are well underway on accomplishing that goal.
Are you working with the state on that? Is that what?
No, you know, Veterans Parkway, Joby Jackson Parkway, Rutherford Boulevard, those are all city roads. So we're continually, the next section of Veterans Parkway that goes through the Blackman community, you know, that's on our major transportation plan and things that we're working through. Cherry Lane is another great example of how we're working on being able to get people off of Broad Street and off of Thompson Lane to be able to come down 840 to get off Cherry Lane and to be able to service the north side of town without you having to come into the city. So, you know, we're working on those things. It's just sometimes it's hard to be able to get, you know, that information out to let people know here are all the things we're doing. I joke to say that everyone likes eating sausage, but no one wants to see how it's made. And we're working on making the sausage, but sometimes you don't see those products until later on down the line.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Mayor Shane McFarland.
Yeah, I called in about a year ago about people leaving their trash cans over here on Bravel Pike on the side of the road. Well, I have since talked to the people that's over that department, and they tell me that the city absolutely has no ordinance, no law that can make people take those trash cans in. So if everybody in the city wanted to leave their trash can outside next to the street, they can do it. And also, over here on Bradable Pike, there's a apartment house over here, Silver Trace Townhomes, 810 Bradable Pike. The parking lot is nothing but gravels with big holes in it. It resembles nothing like a parking lot. And people, their cars, when they come out on the road, they track gravels out on the Bradable Pike, and you have to run through the gravels when you're going down Bradable Pike there. It looks like a place that'd be in a third world country, actually. And I'll hang up and listen to your comment.
Thank you for calling.
I'm typing that in right now. Yeah, I'm not aware of what the ordinance says on trash cans, so that's something I can follow up on, and then also on the gravel. So I don't have a good answer for that, but I will follow up on it.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Mayor McFarland.
Good morning.
Hi.
I wonder why the bicycles always pick Jefferson Pike and little narrow roads to ride on. And also, I think that bicycles should have to have license, just like cars, because y'all make lanes in the city for them to drive on. And I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate your phone call. You know, so I ride a bike just about every day. Now, I do for our group, we've got several people who ride, and we try to do everything we possibly can to stay off of busy roads. Jefferson Pike is one. We've got about a 1.4-mile stretch that we have to stay on Jefferson Pike, and mainly we have to stay on Jefferson Pike to be able to get to Valley View Road or get out to Las Casas Baptist Church. So they're sometimes inevitably that you can't stay away from getting on some roads. There's just no way around it. So, you know, I think that's where state law has been passed to stay 3 feet away. And, you know, somebody on a bicycle, you just want to watch out for them. I mean, I know this is probably what most people don't want to hear, but a bicyclist has the same right as a motorcyclist does to stay on the road. And as far as permitting, I never thought about that. Bicycles are not really going fast enough that they can get away from, you know, the part of having someone to permit or register something is that you can monitor it if they're doing something wrong. But police really can get a bicyclist anytime they want to. You're not going to outrun a police car. So I don't know about that. I don't know if there's other people around the country. I've heard of golf carts and things like that having to register, but never heard of a cyclist. You know, the good thing, I think, in my opinion, you know, having the discussion about people who want to get out and be active and get out and ride bicycles or, you know, run, I think that's a good discussion to have. If people are saying, hey, we really need to watch out for runners, that means that, you know, the city of Murfreesboro and the state of Tennessee are one of the most unhealthy states in the country. So I think we're 48th in health or 49th in health, so at least we're not last. But we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to promote people to be able to be active. And that's what I tell, you know, anyone who calls me that about bike lanes. I'm like, hey, this is a good discussion to have.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're going to pause and check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back. If you're on the line, hold on. You're coming up next. And speaking of things that have been coming up, Mayor, didn't we see that you had a birthday recently?
I did. Anniversary last night. So that was, the birthday is sort of irrelevant compared to the anniversary.
Well, that's right. You got that one right.
That's right.
Give him a big smiley face on that one. You got some points. Our number is 615-893-1450. You may want to wish him happy birthday and happy anniversary, too. Let's check on that traffic. Brought to you by Honda of Murfreesboro, your hometown Honda dealer at 929 John R. Rice Boulevard. That's near I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Check out their inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at hondaofmurfreesboro.com.
Crew still on the scene at I-40 eastbound at Jefferson Street, dealing with a multiple vehicle accident. That's at exit 207 and exit 208. Expect slow traffic. Also traveling southbound on I-65, a multiple vehicle accident at exit 85 near 8th Avenue. And on 65 northbound in the Brentwood area, right past exit 74A, we've got an accident. 51 minutes from Murfreesboro, 45 minutes from Franklin, 41 minutes from Hendersonville, and brake lights all around the downtown loop. Don't let your glass be a pain. Contact Best Price Auto Glass, 877-0008. John Boyce, on-time traffic.
Thank you, John. What about the Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms here for this afternoon, with partial sunshine developing, a high in the upper 80s, and southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 78.
Did they leave our ticket?
I got it.
You don't have to buy.
But I have Bazing.
Bazing?
Yeah, it's an app you get when you have an elite checking account at First National Bank.
Hi, this is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. I personally have saved nearly $70 this year just by shopping local, doing the things we do every day.
Sounds like I need Bazing.
Don't be confused. There's only one First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
At Music World and Drummer's Den, we have a great tech guy for your guitar repairs, amp repairs, and those guitar setups that are so critical. At Music World and Drummer's Den, we match internet prices on major items, come in and actually feel and touch the instruments, and make sure that that's exactly what you want, and really be comfortable before you make a purchase. This is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
This is Peter Demas inviting you to enjoy a meal with our family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street. We have a multitude of steaks for which to pick from that we cook on our grill with our specially blended oils and seasonings. And with that, you can choose any of the side dishes that we have to offer. And as always, we have a 100% guarantee on any of our items at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street. Demas's Restaurant offers a full service catering options, whether you want drop off catering or full service catering. We are one of the few restaurants in the area that can offer full bartending service. We have our catering liquor license from the state, and we are happy to provide you with whatever service you need at your next event. This is Peter Demas inviting you to enjoy a meal with our family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street across from Martin's Home and Garden.
We were over at the Tennessee Journalism Hall of Fame induction last night. Dan Whittle was inducted along with six other folks. And it was not, we ran into Peter and Jim Demas, both of them big supporters of Dan. But what a great event. What a great community. People like the Demas family just really caring about people and the community. So it's good to see things like that.
Absolutely.
Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Mayor McFarland.
Yes, I'd like a second comment on the roads around. I'm talking about a five-lane that goes all the way around, and you don't have driveways. And if you look at the Joby Jackson, very little of that is five lanes. And now they're building all those apartments that the streets go into the Joby Jackson. How in the world can that accommodate? If we don't get land bought, we've already waited too late. The Joby Jackson was surveyed out on the across from the Manchester Highway. It was already surveyed to extend, and as I understand, those funds have been channeled somewhere else, but that's probably good because they've already built a house right where they surveyed the Joby Jackson between Wilson Overall Road and Bradable Road. Progressive thinking, we have a rich county through the years, and if you look back and see, we did have quality of life. But without water and roads and schools, what will the quality be? And what will the political record be of your tenure here? Thank you.
Thank you for your call, by the way.
Thank you for the call. Well, you know, I think when you look at political tenure or those things, I think you try to do everything you can to make sure that you leave things better than you found it. So, you know, I hope that we're doing that. We just started construction on a $30 million school out on the west side of town on Veterans Parkway. That's something we're proud of. And, you know, regarding the roads, I think you do the best you can with what, you know, what's been left to you. And, you know, would it be possible that you could do a Briley Parkway like's in Nashville? Sure. I mean, I think you could, but the caller is right. Finding the land and the ability to be able to do that. I mean, I know what we spent on Veterans Parkway. So what you hope to do is when you build those roads, you know, Veterans Parkway is a five-lane road. The majority of Joby Jackson is a five-lane road, that you're creating economic development to help pay for those things. And that's really where you know, where you're looking at. And the tough thing is comparing Nashville to Murfreesboro and look at the tax base Nashville has and the amount of revenue that they have and what their tax rate is compared to our tax rate. I mean, we're going on our 21st year of no property tax increase in the city of Murfreesboro. And, you know, that has been something that we've had a lot of discussion with over the last year, is how do we sustain, when everything's going up, how do we sustain that? And that's what this city council, you know, in my opinion, has done a good job to be able to prioritize and say, this is what we can afford and this is how we're going to pay for it.
Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Hello there.
Huh? Yes, is that me?
It's you. It sure is.
Yeah, I'm just calling in. The lady had called about the bicycles a while ago. I agree with her because I have had problems before with people on these bicycles. I feel like they need to be tagged and insurance, because I have seen accidents caused by people on bicycles.
Okay.
I know it's a hard thing, but when the city, the taxpayers pay to build these lanes, put these markers on it, they pay nothing to have to use them. I'll hang up and listen to the mayor's comment.
Thank you.
You know, I don't really have a comment on that one. The only thing I would tell you that on our lanes that we build for our bicycles, Dana Richardson did a phenomenal job on this. We actually never widened a road to be able to provide bike lanes. We just striped the roads differently. So, you know, what I would say, and obviously I'm probably biased on this because I'm on my bike 7 days a week, well, not that much, but close. I think we try to promote inside the city. Things are changing, that where you're trying to provide a more pedestrian friendly city, that you promote, you know, walking, you promote cycling, you promote all those things. So there's got to be a good compromise, and you know, I'm not saying that we, any cyclist, that they do things always the right way, but there's got to be a good way that we can fit. So I appreciate the caller saying that.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Mayor McFarland.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling about a pothole at the corner of North Walnut Street, and I believe it's St. Clair Street, that on the right side, as you're turning off, like going south on North Walnut, there's a pothole right on the corner of the pavement. And if there's a car on the other side of the street, you can't help but hit that pothole. And also on the other side of the street, there's a crumbling, the pavement is crumbling, and there's a car coming on from the other side there. You hit that side over there. Yes. So I hit them every time I go through there.
So tell me the street again.
I think it's North Walnut and St. Clair Street, the okay. one that goes down through by the senior citizen
okay.
thing.
All right.
Is that St. Clair?
Yes, ma'am. That is St. Clair.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, I'm going to send this to our street department. I'm sorry, I haven't seen that. I drive that three times a day, so I'll
you haven't hit the pothole then.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, North Walnut and St. Clair. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Mayor Shane McFarland.
Good morning, Bart. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. I need a little clarity from our mayor on Channel 4. Little news skit they had on there. It stated that there were four schools in Murfreesboro that were not going to fund lunches for the kids. One of them, and I have forgotten it, I'm sorry, I've forgotten the other three, but one of them was Scales Elementary, or Scales, yeah, Elementary, I guess. But why were there only four schools picked out, and why on God's green earth did they decide that they wasn't going to fund lunches? You fund everything else. You give breaks to, you know, major businesses that want to come in, and you can't feed a kid. There's not, and maybe I'm all wrong on it. Maybe there's a reason for this. And it also, they had tried to contact, I don't know whether they tried to contact your office or the school board, but they didn't have a representative available, but they texted them back and said that not to worry about it. We're going to feed the kids whether funding comes in for it or not. I don't understand this funding issue. And that's the reason I wanted some clarity from you, Mayor.
Okay. Thank you for calling, too. We'll find out.
I'm typing a note in here. I honestly don't know. You know, the running of the school system is far. We provide, from a city standpoint, we provide sticks and bricks. We provide, you know, the schools. We build the schools, but, you know, the internal schools are run by the school board and the school administration. But I don't know, but I will find out. I'm sending Dr. Gilbert a text as we speak, so maybe I'll find out by the time the show's over with.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're going to check on the weather. We'll be back and continue the conversation. Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland is with us this morning. Stay right here with us. The number again to call, 615-893-1450.
Attorney Mary E. Henderson.
When a family breaks apart, you need an advocate to fight for you. I help breaking families heal by mediating when possible and litigating when necessary.
A faithful advocate in your corner.
My practice is focused on marital and family law, including divorce, child custody, paternity, and other matters.
When you need a champion, call Mary E. Henderson.
I honorably defend your family and future.
At mhendersonlaw.com or call 867-9655. 867-9655.
We're not riding Leanna.
A wound that isn't healing can lead to bigger problems, but sometimes it can signal an underlying cardiovascular issue. Unlike traditional wound healing centers, Tennessee Vascular's Wound Care Now is a comprehensive wound care program that delivers timely service and requires no appointment or referral. Under the direction of Dr. Charles Drummond, the area's only board-certified wound care specialist, our staff works in partnership with your home health and primary care physician to provide personalized care that you need to heal. Wound Care Now has two locations in Tullahoma and Murfreesboro and online at drummondmd.com.
If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, call me weekday mornings at 7:50 for Swap and Shop.
WGNS, AM, FM, and online. WeatherEye.
We'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms here for this afternoon with partial sunshine developing, a high in the upper 80s and southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 78.
Hello, this is Willie Dennis from Smith Brothers Car Wash, 1103 Memorial Boulevard. This time of year, the pollen starts coming out pretty heavy and it coats your car in that yellow tint. We want you to come try us out and help you get that pollen off your car. The cleaner you keep your car, the longer it'll last. Your paint stays fresher when we keep your car clean, and that's where Smith Brothers Car Wash can help you. Come on by and let our family help you get that pollen off your car. This is Willie Dennis from Smith Brothers Car Wash, John Memorial across from Old Charlie's.
We are News Radio WGNS 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Let's go back to the phones. Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland is our guest this morning. And good morning. You're on WGNS with the mayor. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good, good.
I just, first of all, I want to tell the mayor thank you. I think you're doing a great job. And I keep up doing whatever you're doing.
All righty.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Everybody needs a pat on the back. Everybody does need that. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you?
Yes.
Hi.
This is me again, and I totally concur with the previous caller. I think he's doing a wonderful job. He inherited a tremendous amount of stuff, and it's been refreshing to see someone very high-minded and working diligently to improve the life in this. And I just wanted to make sure that, I think maybe I misunderstood or spoke the wrong words earlier, okay? But keep on keeping on.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with the mayor.
Good morning. I just have a call about traffic, too. But it's over there by Chick-fil-A, by where Cracker Barrel is, and Target and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is there no way at lunchtime to get the people not to block that road into Chick-fil-A? We have forgotten about it, and fortunately was able to back up, turn around, and I believe that's Verizon's parking lot, to escape the situation because no one will let you through.
Okay, this is the side road that's parallel to the old Fort Parkway?
Correct, because it seems ridiculous to have to cut through the parking lot, go past where Toys R Us was, etc., but that's what you have to do if you're wanting to get to Cracker Barrel. They will not let you through.
Thank you very much.
So I will hang up and listen.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just put that in. That's, you know, the best things that we find out are when residents let us know where their issues, and our transportation people will be on that. Bart, I did find out, I think from a pretty reliable source, that said that the discontinuing of some of the lunches that were and breakfast, it had to do with a federal grant that expired that provided free breakfast and lunch to all students, not just free and reduced lunches. So what it was, the MSC is still offering free and reduced rates to students who qualify, and the four schools that dropped out of the program did not qualify thanks to the lower number of students who qualify for free and reduced rates. That scales overall Discovery in one other school. So anyway, thank you for texting me that. But also Sam Huddleston just said, relating, Sam's our director of development now, but he responded and said that they're working with Chick-fil-A to make some changes with them to with a remodel proposed to be able to fix some of those issues.
Let's take another call. Boy, Sam is on top of
Sam
it.
Sam is. He's a good,
good
one.
Morning. You're on WGNS with Mayor McFarland.
Yeah, I was going to ask the mayor about why, wonder what the trouble was that when they're going to open a Circle K out here on John Bragg Highway.
You know, the Daily News Journal did an article on that. There was something that had to do with an entrance, I think, coming off of John Bragg that had, there was something that was not correct. But I think that reading the article in the paper that they had fixed that.
In other words, they're going to get it all straightened out and open.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I think that was part of the issue. You know, anytime you're connecting to a state road, you've got some requirements that come with that. And the majority of the roads that go through our city are all state roads, and there's a lot that goes on before you can actually have what's called a curb cut to be able to have an entrance that goes on to those roads.
Yeah. Okay. I just wondered. I knew y'all was losing a lot of revenue over that, but not that being open.
Yes, sir. We want it to be open probably just as much as the owners do.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Uh-huh. We have a question here, a text that came in about the roundabout, the construction between Lytle and St. Clair. When will that be open, and what is being done there?
The roundabout's open.
Oh, it is open.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, from Lytle?
Well, you've got the roundabout that's right off of Broad Street.
Right, the roundabout's open, but these people are referring to, as you go past that first exit onto College.
Oh, yes.
Lytle is closed.
Yeah, they're right in front of the Murfreesboro Electric Department. They're finishing up the on the side street
right,
there.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They're finishing up the water sewer. They're working on sidewalks, and so, you know, our goal is, I think, I don't want to say end of summer because we're almost at the end of the summer, but that whole area will be working shortly. I'm ready for it too, Bart. My office is in a basement, and for about the last 6 or 8 months, all I've heard is ding, 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 where the rock hammer is out there hammering rock to be able to get all the utilities in.
Now, is it true that we're taking that sculpture that is in Nashville on music? are they giving that to us?
No, don't start that rumor, Bart. No, I don't think there's been anything decided to go on the roundabout yet.
Okay.
So apparently after the discussion today, we may need to put a bicycle in the center there.
We have about 30 seconds left in the broadcast. Anything coming up that you want to share with people or any thoughts?
There's a lot of good things going on. We're going to have some really good discussions. I'm really excited about our city council and the direction that we're headed with things. We've had some really good budget discussions, and you know, I think that you couldn't find a better group that's working to make sure that the quality of life and the residents are getting what they need. Now, you know, Bart, with that, we're going to mess up. So what we're trying to do is just sort of learn from what we've done and push forward in a good way for Murfreesboro.
Very good. And we want to end the program by saying once again, happy anniversary to you and your wife.
Thank you.
And happy birthday to you and your brother, because you're both celebrating this birthday together.
That's exact. Thank you very much.
Thanks again. And stay with us, because tomorrow we're going to be looking at lawns and gardens. A lot of you, this is the time of the year. Don't forget this. I've forgotten it many times. This is the time of the year you need to be redoing the grass. So we're going to have some folks who are really professionals with that. Truman is next, right here on your good neighbor station. Stay with us.